I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubinson here with you. And the Giants season, perhaps in kind fashion, ends on Sunday. And will the Joe Judge era end? Certainly, we know the Dave Gettleman era will end. To talk about the Giants and where do they go from here with this mess, we bring in Paul Schwartz from the New York Post. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Lori, I would like to take a knee, please.
You know, actually, so you want to take a knee even before this interview begins? You just want to quit and punt?
I would like to take a second knee, please, Lori.
Now, why would you do that at the beginning of the interview? Because, yeah, that would seem like you had very little faith in this.
I don't have a lot of fight in me, I think. You know, I just want to take a knee and punt. And, yeah, I mean, you know, today's events were really bad. I know for the last 6 weeks, every game I would leave the press box, or if I was on the road and, you know, go to a hotel or get in my car and drive home, and I would think, man, that was about as bad as I've seen. You know, then the next week you kind of do it all over again, and this was really, really bad. You know, I remember in 2003, the Giants were playing. They lost 8 straight by the end of the year, and mm-hmm. Jesse Palmer, the Bachelor, was playing quarterback the last 3 games, and everyone knew Jim Fossil was fired. He even told us he would be fired, and, you know, that was just like you'd go week by week, and I was like, what are we doing here? It's a waste of time, and, you know, this was a lot of that. This was a lot of that.
Yeah. The play we were joking about, plays we were joking about as we started here, just for those who, you know, may have turned it off, I understand, and done something else with their time on Sunday. But in the second quarter, back by their own end zone, the Giants had so little faith in their own offense, in their own team, even though they came into the game with nothing really to lose on already a losing season, that they essentially, I mean, a quarterback sneak on 2nd and 11 and then on 3rd and 9. And the one flummoxing me, have you ever seen, because they were so afraid of a safety or a turnover in that situation, have you ever in all your years of covering the NFL seen a team so scared of its own team that they did that, a quarterback sneak, a give up to try and get to a punt on 3rd and 9?
No, I mean, I, you know, a lot of times, well, that's hyperbole. I've seen it before. I don't recall seeing that before. Now, you know what? They could have gotten out of this, Lori, a lot easier without this being ridiculed by. I don't say they need to throw the ball there. You know, it was they were on the 2-yard line. It was 2nd and 11. From that point, you know, a quarterback sneak to try to get 2 yards or so mm-hmm. to avoid a safety,
sure.
like they had
on the first play. Yep.
Fine.
Yep.
Okay. So
sure.
you say, well, so let's say you get 1 or 2 yards, mm-hmm. right? He got 2 yards.
Yep.
And then 3rd and 9, I'm not calling for a pass there. I think you run the ball. You do a draw. You, mm-hmm. you hand it. You know, I'm not saying, look, you got to go for the first down, because that's not, with this offense, it's more prudent to get a couple of yards, punt it, and play with your defense. The score was only 3-0. But you don't take another quarterback sneak. You hand it to Barkley. You mm-hmm. hand it to Booker.
Yep.
Maybe you get no yards. Maybe they fumble. Maybe they get a loss of yards. But to not have the the capability to say we're going to call a safe running play and get what we can and then get out of here, that they said we need to just capitulate here and do a quarterback sneak. I mean, it was embarrassing. It was quite embarrassing. I felt bad for Jake Fromm, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, Jake Fromm was asked, do you think you could have got something done there? He said, possibly. You know, he didn't say, oh, I wanted to throw, we would have got a first down. I think he knows the drill, but two quarterback sneaks, just not. It just was baffling to me because, like I said, you don't have to throw the ball in.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And maybe if they run the ball and get no yards, they get criticized too, but I don't think that would have been correct.
There's a difference between getting criticized and getting laughed at and being a joke and sending a message, Paul, that seemed like, we're quitting. It's the second half. It's the second quarter, and we're so afraid of our own team's failure and being embarrassed that we're going to quit. We're going to give up. And with that as the message, that's what I think it sent. What all the empty seats that were there? What's the message that's sending to John Mara?
Well, I mean, this was totally expected. You know, it was just a matter of what you wanted to set the over-under on. You know, I don't think there were 20,000 people there. And, you know, and that's a lot of empty seats in an 80,000-seat building, right? I think it was, you know what's interesting, Lori? More people to me commented not on the empty seats. You know what they commented on? And this is a typical New York, New Jersey response. The parking lot and the drive-in. People were stunned when they came in. Oh, my God, I've never seen the parking lot like that. Mm-hmm. And that is true. You drive up. There was nobody in the parking lot, and that's where it hits you, you know? Oh, my God, people are just not coming to this game. Well, you know, John Merritt knew this was coming, and it tells me that Dave Gettleman could be the first. The first, you know, we know Dave Gettleman's coming and going. That could be the first because this was so beyond the pale what happened these last 6 weeks that you know, it's all bets are off here on what happens next.
What are you hearing about the future of head coach Joe Judge?
Well, it's maybe not as much what I'm hearing, but what I'm feeling and sensing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I totally and wrote this right around Christmas. Joe Judge was coming back. Now, that doesn't mean it was written in stone. There's a guarantee you're coming back. The owners were not considering firing him at that point. The team was not going in the right direction. Dave Gettleman was going to be ushered out the door after the season. But there was, you know, Daniel Jones got hurt. The season was not going the way they wanted. But it was not this kind of just ridiculousness. So it's one of those things where you say, look, he's going to come back. We'd have to make some changes to the offensive staff. Look, unless things really fall off the deep end, he'll be back. And usually things don't fall off the deep end. Well, they fell completely off the deep end. Last week's 11-minute rant in Chicago was mm-hmm. not good for Joe Judge.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for a fact with ownership. It was not good. Is it the sole reason he's getting fired? If he gets fired, no. But that did not help him at all. That was seen as excuse-making and, quite frankly, losing his cool, you know, up on the podium, which is not good after a game you've lost 29-3. So my sense is that a coaching change is a real possibility.
Talk to Paul Schwartz from the New York Post about the Giants. And so also with Joe Judge and that rant, and one of the backstories then for today was the criticism last week, you know, that defensiveness from Joe Judge, him trying to sell everyone that his players, that he had this control of the team. They were not a clown show, and his players weren't getting into fights on the sidelines. And that was, you know, ultimately a knock on Ron Rivera and the Washington football team, and an accomplished, respected coach like Ron Rivera. Is that something also, that aspect of it, that if you're Giants ownership, also kind of stings?
At least two or three things in that rant. The one that you mentioned, why are you referring, you know, not by name, but when Joe Judge the next day said, I wasn't talking about Washington, but it was not a pound your fist. I wasn't talking about Washington. He was talking about Washington, okay? He was trying to save face by saying he wasn't. That was not good. You know, ownership did not like that. They also did not like a gratuitous shot at Pat Shurmur, also without mentioning right. Pat Shurmur's name, saying the team quit. He was Joe Judge was told by players that the 2019 team down the stretch tapped out, right? They quit. That's what Joe Judge said. Look, Pat Shurmur just got, you know, he's going to lose his job as the offensive coordinator in Denver. There was no need for that. You know, there was no need for that. And also, you know, Joe Judge saying, I have former Giants mm-hmm. players around the league who are calling me, you know, telling me they want to come back. Now, do I think that that's not true at all? I'm sure it is true. I'm sure there's someone, you know, who didn't play for the Giants last year who at some point texted or something Joe and said, man, I miss you guys there. I miss it there or something. But it was not a smart thing to say. It didn't look good. Lori, you know, off camera, Joe Judge can drop F-bombs, okay? Not a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. But he does. It's kind of like his thing. He never does on camera on the podium, and he did once in that 11-minute rant, and that told me he lost his cool for a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. he lost his place up there, and, you know, what do coaches always say to players when they do stuff like this? You don't need to become a distraction. You made yourself a distraction for this team. Well, Joe Judge made himself a distraction, and that's not good.
Yeah, you've been covering the Giants for a very long time, and as you have studied and understand John Mara and the habits of this team, it seems like that John Mara, you know, has this issue here that he wants consistency, that there's a Steelers and Giants way in his head that having consistency is the mark of winning and good franchises and respected franchises. And now he's fired two head coaches after 2 years or less, and he just does not want to do that with Joe Judge, and yet, is he really going to saddle potential future GM choices, or maybe not get the best GM choices, limit himself and the franchise because he's scared to make another change?
Yeah, you know what, Lori? I don't think he's going to be scared to make big changes now. And, you know, people say, yeah. He never, you know, he always hires in-house and he keeps it in the family. This is a tipping point. I firmly believe the end of this season is a tipping point. And at the end of this, when we're out of this, people aren't going to say, boy, same old, same old. It's not going to be same old, same old. I think the GM will come from outside the family, outside the organization. And, you know, that GM was never going to be told, look, you want the job, Joe Judge is your coach. That never was going to happen. But there was ways to massage that before this six-game losing streak that was, look, we're going to talk to you and you know, tell us what you think. Can you work with Joe Judge? And then if the guy says, no, I can't, I think the next question is, okay, who would you like to bring in and tell me us, can you get him? And will he be, you know, what is he give us different than Joe Judge? And if that was a compelling argument and discussion, you know, I think John Mara would have said, okay, I think we have to make a change. But, you know, your lean is for Judge, you know, if at all possible. There's no lean to that right now, I don't think. And I think what I wrote in the post today for my advance was there's no compelling reason to bring Joe Judge back other than John Mara saying when Joe Judge was hired, I need to be more patient with this guy because he's a first-time head coach. But John Mara also said when they hired Joe Judge, I need to see progress. So I don't think John Mara sees progress.
Jay Glazer, there's you know, stuff coming out on Twitter or on Fox Sports and other places that Jay Glazer saying he's, you know, spoken to, I guess, some people in the Giants locker room, and that there's a ton of frustration inside that locker room, not a little, but a lot. Are you hearing, sensing, I know it's hard with COVID and all of that, but the access to players, but are you sensing frustration from Giants players toward Joe Judge?
sensing frustration. I think there is some. You know, the one thing is, and you know, Joe Judge was made, you know, people made fun of him all season for this. He did not throw players under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So he has protected players. He has protected the offensive line tremendously. You know, what he says up there at the podium and what he feels about the offensive line are diametrically opposite, okay? But he will not go out there and say, look, it's the offensive line. Look, we can't do anything. Look, we have to do a quarterback sneak because we can't get a freaking handoff, you know, in you know, the right way. So that I think is a plus for him. I think some of the defensive players are sick of this, you know, sick and tired of going out and playing hard. It's not a great defense, Lori. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, they gave up 16 points today, right?
Right.
On defense. And Taylor Heinicke completed 9 passes. So
right.
They're not great. They gave up a lot of rushing yards. They're not great. But they're not 3-13. They're not 5-13. I still can't get used to that.
4-13.
4-13. Let's see. It has to add up to 17.
Yeah,
right,
4-13.
They're not. The defense is not 4-13
yeah.
bad by any stretch. So I think there are players on defense who are like, can we get Joe to get somebody here who can work this offense, or can we get somebody else in here to work this offense? Because we're wasting time here going out and playing decent or pretty good football on defense and coming away with loss after loss after loss.
Yeah, at least the defense hasn't quit. But on offense, you see sometimes some business decisions. Kenny Golladay perhaps not laying out for a play. Things going on. Joe Judge, we'll see what happens there. Dave Gettleman, there is no such question mark. We know this is the end of his career with the Giants and this rumored retirement. And was it weird to see, a general manager who, based on record, certainly the worst ever in Giants history, being allowed to have that moment on the field with the family and sort of this, kind of go out as the conquering hero kind of moment with smiles on the field?
Well, as opposed to what? Banning him from the building?
I don't know. Not inviting the family and having that at a time when, Jerry Reese certainly was more accomplished as a Giants general manager and, getting the boot.
Look, let me ask you something. Do you think Dave Gettleman was treated as a conquering hero at the facility, at the stadium?
I think he was allowed that lovely out on the field with the family kind of moment. And I think that I'm not really sure why he's still the general manager and why they didn't just pull the plug and start interviewing people.
Well, that's a different discussion. I mean, he is still the general manager during the game today. So if he's still the general manager, he's always on the field before the game. He had a few family members. They took a few pictures with the field as a backdrop. I think it took a little bit of guts, actually. Instead of just going up and saying, look, I'm getting canned tomorrow. Just you stay in the suite up there. I'll watch the game where I need to watch the game, and we're not making a big deal with it.
Right. That was expected.
Yeah, they took some pictures. They had some smiles. You know what, Lori? When it's all said and done, Dave Gettleman will retire to Cape Cod probably. He'll have a drink. He'll wear his flip-flops and shorts. He has a lot of more Super Bowl rings than 95% of the people in the world. He'll be okay. So I don't get this bloodthirst to – Dave Gettleman deserves to be fired, okay, for what he's done the last 4 years. And he will be fired. I think sometimes people want to fire him and then rehire him, then drive over him and then rehire him. And then, string him up on the George Washington Bridge, then have him fall down, then have a police boat pick him up, and then drown him. I mean,
Okay, not drown him. Not drown him.
I've never been fired.
Just fire him.
I've never been fired in my life. I'm sure it's very unpleasant. And this has been very unpleasant for Dave. He took a few pictures with his family. God bless him.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Then final one here is of question marks and where do you go from here is certainly this Giants offense without Daniel Jones honestly looks like it might be the worst offense in NFL history. And so have we learned anything over these past weeks about Daniel Jones and the franchise?
Well, I mean, he should get some votes for MVP, I think. you just mentioned the Giants might be, one of the worst offenses in NFL history. The Jets just had a game in Buffalo, right, with, like, their lowest total yards ever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine You could take the two teams in New York, legitimately, this is not just BSing, you could take the two teams in New York, the Jets and Giants, pick an all-star team of their offense, and they would be probably 28th in the league in offense, right? I mean, that is how bad it is here. You couldn't find a good offensive line with two teams, much less one. I don't know. I think we talked earlier in this season, Laurie. I thought Daniel Jones played well the first quarter and a half of the season. Mm-hmm. He was looking better. He was ascending. He kind of flattened out. You know what I suspect, Laurie, is that I think there's more that Daniel Jones can give. I don't think he should get thrown out. I think he should come back and be the starter with competition, not mm-hmm. with some bum. With competition, if he gets beaten out, he gets beaten out. He's not very expensive next year. You don't pick up his fifth-year option. There's no question about that. You're not going to give him, you know, a guarantee him $20 million for 2023. But this offense has became so dysfunctional from not good to really not good to just dysfunctional that it dragged everybody down. I mean, Kenny Golladay did not have he had a terrible first year with the Giants, but it dragged him down too.
Yeah.
It dragged everybody down. So, that's why they need a whole new system, younger, brighter, yep. New offense, everything. They need everything new, and they got to, you know, some of these guys will be gone, but some of these guys will be back. Daniel Jones will be back. Kenny Golladay will be back. Maybe Kadarius Toney will be healthy. Saquon Barkley will be healthier. And, you know, but they'll have a lot of new pieces, and they'll get to do it all over again. But they're coming from a real bottom here. There's no question about that.
All right. Paul Schwartz, great stuff as always. Great stuff in the New York Post. And thanks so much for the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Laurie. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.